WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Buckle up because today's topic is something that's going to blow your mind wide open literally. We're diving deep into the power of your thoughts and how they shape your entire reality. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like no matter what you do, things just keep happening the same way. Well, guess what? You might be holding yourself back with those thought patterns. Think about it, right? Have you ever noticed that when you wake up feeling optimistic and ready to conquer the day, suddenly good things seem to come your way? But then there are those days where negativity clouds your mind and everything feels like a drag. It's almost like magic, isn't it? Well, it's not magic, it's mindfulness. And today, we're going to unlock the secrets of how your thoughts can literally build your world. Key takeaways. First up, understand this. Your mind is a powerful tool, folks. It's constantly creating narratives, filtering information, and shaping your perception of reality. So, if you're feeding it negativity or limiting beliefs, that's exactly what your reality will reflect. Think about it like this. You've got this amazing supercomputer in your head, and you're letting it run on outdated software. Time to upgrade, right? Next, let's talk about self-awareness. This is where mindfulness comes in. It's all about paying attention to your thoughts without judgment. Notice them like clouds passing, but don't get swept away by their intensity. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, gently redirect your focus to something positive or neutral. Think of it like training a puppy. You gotta be patient and consistent. It takes time and practice to rewire those thought patterns. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Remember that Stoic philosophy? It's all about controlling where you can control your thoughts being the biggest one. We can't always control external events, but we can choose how we react to them. By cultivating a more positive and rational mindset, you become less susceptible to stress, anxiety, and negativity. Ever feel like you're in a constant battle with your own mind? You know that feeling when your inner critic is on overdrive, whispering all these doubts and fears. It's exhausting. But here's the thing. You have the power to silence that voice. Replace those negative thoughts with affirmations, positive self-talk, or simply by focusing on your strengths and accomplishments. And don't underestimate the power of gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, these little moments add up. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, right? She's got this huge presentation coming up at work, and she's already convinced she's going to bomb it. Her mind is racing, her heart is pounding, and she's feeling totally overwhelmed. Sound familiar? But then, Sarah remembers what we talked about today, mindfulness. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, she takes a few deep breaths, focuses on the present moment, and reminds herself of all the times she successfully delivered presentations before. She visualizes her success as she starts to feel more confident and in control. As a result, Sarah nails that presentation. Final thoughts. So there you have it. Folks, your thoughts truly shape your reality. It's not some mystical mumbo-jumbo, it's science. By practicing mindfulness, cultivating self-awareness, and actively choosing positive thought patterns, you can literally change the course of your life. Start small, be patient with yourself, and remember, you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with negative thinking? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey. And if you found value in this episode, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and share it with a friend who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, keep those thoughts positive and remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.